Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're always encouraged to do that, regardless of what you think I'm talking about. What I'd always, my priority is always to take your phone calls about whatever it is you want to talk about. 855-99-37569. Kim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy. First, I just want to say that it's an honor to talk to you. I've been listening to you since 1993 off and on. Here in Jacksonville, they discontinued your program back in the late 90s, and I lost you until I got an iPhone and was able to find you through the podcast. So I listen to your podcast every day, and I just appreciate all that you do and all that you offer to us.
Well, thank you. That's very flattering, and I appreciate it greatly. My goodness, that's 22 years, kiddo. We've been together.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was 25, and so you've helped me grow, and so I appreciate it. I've used a lot of your advice in my life, and I just appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it as well.
And I'm not buttering you up. I'm just.
That's all right. Listen, butter away. It's okay with me.
The reason I'm calling is because yesterday you talked about the Supreme Court hearing for the same-sex marriage and marriage equality.
Right.
And I just wanted to share with you a little bit. I know you had a call yesterday from a gentleman that, you know, was on the opposing side of what I'm on. And I am in a same-sex marriage and have been with my wife, now wife, for 30 years. We will be celebrating our first 1 year anniversary of marriage, in August. So we will have been together 31 years in August. And, the reason that I felt, you know, we've been together, like I said, for 30 years. And we've always felt married in our heart and in our lives. We have a home together. We have property together. We have cars together. You know, and so our life is together. So for us, it was, you know, it was never a big deal, you know, because we always felt married in our heart and in our lives. But in 2013, when the Supreme Court, overturned DOMA, we felt that it was necessary to go ahead and make it legal. So in, August, we flew up to Maine. We're from Florida. We flew up to Maine, which recognizes same-sex marriage. We were married on our actual 30-year anniversary in Maine. And then in January 6th, the state of Florida started recognizing same-sex marriage. So we felt it was important because we've been together so long that if something were to happen to one of us before we were legally married, my wife would not have been able to collect my Social Security, which we've paid into. We've worked for, you know, 30 years. We've paid into that account. And she would not have been able to get that benefit without the marriage equality. So it's the federal benefits. It's state benefits that we get. We would not have been able to make medical decisions.
Yep.
Or, you know, things like that. Now, we did... a few years ago, I had a health scare and had to have major surgery. So about 4 years ago, we did draw up a living will and drew up a will to protect each other. But in the eyes of the government and in the eyes of the hospital where I was being treated, we would not have been able to, she would not have been able to make medical decisions for me. They could have forced her out from being able to see me. So we felt that it was very important to make it legal. To get married and to be able to have the same rights as everyone else. So that's our argument for it.
Well, I think you make some excellent points. For those of you who weren't with us yesterday, as most many of you are aware, the Supreme Court is taking on the question of same-sex marriage, and they're expected to have a decision by the end of June when they adjourn, which is not very long from now. And I think your points are well taken. And the discussion that I had, what I invited people to do yesterday was pretend that I was the Supreme Court and they were making their arguments in front of me. And Eric was the caller who said, you know, that he really felt very strongly that his religion forbade it. And I said, well, fine. Then if there can be two distinctions, that this is a country that has really based on the separation of church and state, and that I think any religion has a right to have whatever rules that it wants on the people or the adherents. But that's different. We are not a country that believes in the cohesion of church and state, that we separate them. And so, therefore, right. if you want to be married in a church, you're going to have to convince them that same-sex marriage is okay. But I don't think you should have to convince the state that.
Right.
And that's the point. And exactly as you say, that it makes you a second-class citizen. And my concern, I hadn't even thought about Social Security, but the idea of tax returns, the idea of I've had parents and who were cohabiting with somebody or not, who with that issue of medical care is huge as people get older. And it's not even necessarily as they get older. As you point out, all you can do is have, nobody knows when you're going to be struck with a medical crisis. And if somebody doesn't have any legal rights, then not only are they adrift, but so are you. And I think that those, on that basis alone, that people should be able to do what they want to do. And I've had discussions they've changed my mind, because I said, well, why don't we just do legal unions? And they said, look, and as far as I'm concerned, I get rid of the concept of marriage. It's just too controversial. Call everything a legal union. If you want to go ahead and have a church ceremony, so be it. And you can call it Ecce Dujurb as far as I'm concerned. But either marriage should be for everybody in terms of the state, and then religions can sort it out with their adherents, or we just call it legal unions for everybody. Everybody. And go from there. Because to say, because of whom you choose to love, you don't get Social Security benefits. I mean, that's ridiculous. It makes no sense. And the state has no business saying that. So we'll see.
And it goes along with, you know, with retirement. I worked for a company, for a major insurance company here for 23 years. And if something had happened to me, she wouldn't get my retirement benefits. Because just a simple beneficiary designation wouldn't have guaranteed that she would have gotten that. And I've put in 23 years with this company, and she wouldn't have gotten that. But our biggest thing was the Social Security. It really bothered me that, and I make more money than she does, so it would have affected her. It wouldn't really have affected me, because I wouldn't have been able to receive her Social Security benefits, because I make more money than she does. But it would have really affected her, and I wanted to make sure that she was protected if something were to happen to me. And to me, it's just not right. And, you know, I agree about the religion. People have their right to that religion, but I come from a very religious, conservative family. I live in the South. That's all you hear, you know. Well, I love you, but I don't love your sins. Well, to me, it's not sin. It's who I am. So for me, I hear that a lot, and that's fine if that's how you believe. But not everybody believes.
As you point out, religions may be in the business of designating sins. States are not. They deal with legality or illegality. The state doesn't deal with sin.
Right.
And so regardless of whether that they can only deal with legal and illegal, and I think that's really, it's really interesting. I saw the Proposition 8 documentary, which I mentioned, which was done in 2012. But at that point, I think there were six states that had same-sex marriage, and so that would be 44 that didn't. And it's now almost exactly switched. So we'll see. Let me hold on to you for just a minute, Kim. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Kim is she's taking the challenge from yesterday of, all right, pretend that I'm the Supreme Court and you're making your argument either for or against same-sex marriage. And Kim is saying, look, we've been together 30 years. We got married in Maine. What do you have to do to have your marriage recognized in Florida at this moment? Anything?
Nothing. The Maine marriage certificate is valid. It's recognized here in Florida, so there's nothing that we need to do.
Okay, so you are covered for Social Security. Well, that's a question. If it's not if it's not a federal law and Social Security is federal, does that mean at this moment that if the Supreme Court does nothing, does that mean that she would get your Social Security or not get your Social Security?
She would, because after Florida came on board in January and it was recognized here legally, it automatically transfers your Social Security. So that, yes, if something were to happen to me, she would automatically get that.
Great. So realistically, given the fact that you got married legally in Maine, that the state in which you reside recognizes gay marriage, will the Supreme Court ruling have any effect on your life one way or the other legally?
Unless they reverse it, and I don't think they will. But if they reverse it, then I would think that it would have, you know, it would.
Well, you know, your point's well taken. And you know what, Kim, as you talk, it may be that it's not going to be the morality. It's not going to be the logic. It's going to be that there are too many states that have already okayed it. It will create chaos if they do anything else. That may be, you know, what occurs to me as I listen to you. It isn't going to be politics. It's just going to be the efficiency that you can't realistically turn things back because too many states have already okayed it.
Right.
Although they did in California, but that was one state.
Yeah.
This would be essentially 40-some states. And that may be the ruling. It may not, as I said, may not have to do with morality or religion or political parties or anything other than it will create chaos if we don't sort of let it stand or okay
it. Right. And, you know, to be honest with you, nothing surprises me.
Yeah.
You know, if they came back like they did with California and they said, okay, you can get married, and then they said, oh, no, you can't get married. So nothing surprises me. I never feel 100% safe. I always have that feeling like something's going to change.
You know what? On that basis alone, just that statement that you made, Kim, everybody should listen, that you have an American citizen who pays taxes, who votes, who runs her life in a moral, ethical way, who's saying, I don't feel safe in my country. Think about that, folks. That may be the single most cogent, most human, most telling argument that anybody could make of how do we allow 15% of the population to not feel safe. How do we, and that's what it's going to come down to, cops and body cameras. How can we allow a third of the male population in this country to feel that at some point they're going to go to jail or that they're going to be abused? We're a democracy. We are the richest, hopefully most generous, most moral country on the face of the earth. How can we allow a citizen such as Kim to say, I've never felt safe here? Something to think about, folks. Independent of politics. We're not talking about politics. We're talking about simple human safety and what our country is and what it stands for and why people came here in the first place is to feel safe.
Right. And you do. Kim. You always have that feeling. And I just wanted to say real quick something to Eric that Eric said yesterday about morality that really hit home with me because he said our country, and I'm paraphrasing, our country, our morals of the people of our country are waning. They're diminishing. And I agree with a part of that. But for me as an individual, I'm probably one of the most moral, ethical, hardworking people that you'll ever know. I live in, you know, a small corner of the country and I try my best every day to do right by people, to, you know, fulfill my obligation to our county, our state, our government to pay my taxes and to do what's right, and I just want to be able to have that same courtesy
and to feel safe.
Right,
Kim. Listen, good luck to you, madam. Thanks for calling.
Thank
Appreciate
you so
it
much.
Hugely. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Maria, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, Maria. How are you?
I'm well.
I
have an issue. My son has been giving me a hard time since he was in grade, four or five? not doing well in school and wanting to move schools and not participating, not doing his homework. And we've already gotten counseling, private tutoring. We've tried everything, and he's still at, now he's 15, and he's still at it. I do not know what to do anymore.
Well, I mean, the good news is that you've only got another couple of years that you're going to have to sweat this out. How many kids do you have?
I have three.
Okay, which number is he?
He's number three.
Okay, he's the youngest.
Yeah.
So he did okay in the first couple grades. It was grade four or five that the wheels fell off?
Yeah, we've changed, four times schools now? And now he wants to change school. He's in a French immersion now. French school, and he's been in French all his life. He loved it. And now hit grade nine, he literally refused to do his homework.
What does he want to do?
He always wants to switch. When things get tough, he wants to switch school.
Where does he want to switch to?
An English school now, but we've already tried that, and he said,
well, but
no,
wait a minute.
I
hear. So, look, understand. Let me give you a slightly different point of view for a second.
Okay.
This is a kid for whom school has always been a problem, okay? And the mm-hmm. fact is, he's a pain in the neck. Mm-hmm. He barely gets by. But every day, except the summer, he goes to school. He may not go without a fuss, but he goes. I'm not sure he does his best, but he at least goes. He shows up. And he's in what? He's in ninth grade now?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, he's a hero. Think about, for just a moment, something that you've done in your life that you really hated, that you weren't very good at, you felt you were stupid, you felt, you know, it just wasn't you, felt you weren't learning a thing, but you showed up every damn day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's done. So I know he's your pain, and I know you're ready to strangle him, but there's a part of him that's heroic. Because mm-hmm. I mean, he's not happy, and he's not good at this, and he knows he's not going to get any better. And at this moment, if my 15-year-old came to me and said, "Mom, I want to go to an English school," I would say to him, "Okay, tell me how it's going to work. How long you plan to be there?" You know, instead of saying no to him, which is what he's counting on you doing, say to him, "Okay, tell me how it's going to work. Tell me why you're going to go there, how it's going to work, what kind of grades you're going to make, and you know, so convince me." Let me put you on hold for just a second. I'll walk you through this a little bit more. Mike, I'll get to you as well. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300.
405.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Marie. Mike and Margaret, I'll get to you, I promise. All right, Marie is talking about her 15-year-old who wants to switch schools. How are his grades at this moment, Maria?
This year is awful. He's barely passing. He's getting better now this week. Because we communicate with the school 24/7, literally, working with them, trying to work with them.
Okay. Here's what I do. I would say, because, look, telling him no, I mean, he's just going to, look, as far as I'm concerned, your job as a parent is to get him the damn high school diploma. You know, pass mm-hmm. that. He can join the Coast Guard. He can backpack to Nepal. He can... he can start a blog in his garage. I mean, whatever. All we want to do is get him a high school diploma. And I'd say that to him. This is what I want you to do. You're my hero because you've been doing something since you've been 5 or 6 years old that you really don't like very much, and you're stuck with it. And you've done it for 10 years. And unfortunately, we got 3 more to do. And mm-hmm. you tell me how I can help you do it. And if changing schools is what you want to do, I'm willing to do it under the following circumstances. Number one, you drop a plan, that we both sign it. And number two, that you show me how serious you are about it. by seeing how hard you can work till the end of the school year right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because, honey, you've got nothing to lose. Because telling him no, not going to work. So put some responsibility on his shoulders. And tell him he's a hero. Marie, I know you've done it before. But all you've, and look, I know that you've been a hero, too. He's not been easy. But you're almost there. Don't give up with the end being in sight.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I know. But put it more on his shoulders. Don't tell him what to do. Tell him that he needs to drop a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll go along with it. And see, instead of saying this is what you have to do, I'd say, I want you to get your high school diploma. And after that, you can do whatever you want. You tell me how I can do. You tell me what I can do to help you. And he's going to say, I don't know. And you're going to say, well, I'll figure it out. Because if you can come up with a plan and tell me what you want me to do, I'll go along with it, assuming it's reasonable. You can convince me. And let him worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. And look, call me back if you need to. But here, my message to you is twofold. Threefold, I guess. Number one, he's a hero. I know he's a pain in the neck, but he's a hero. He's gone. He's stuck in there. Other kids have dropped out, and I know that part of the reason he's in there is because you've been riding him. But and I agree with you that needs to back off a bit, because it's not fair to you, it's not fair to him, and it's not a good life lesson. But he is a hero. He's hung in there. Second of all, we're switching the responsibility from your shoulders to his. That he's doomed to second-class citizenship without a high school diploma. And he can say, well, I'm going to get a GED. He's still going to have to study to get a GED. So, I mean, at some point, the easiest, most efficient, effective thing to do is just get the damn diploma. And he's close to being able to do that. And so, but instead of you telling him what's going to happen, he gets to drop the plan. You're going to be his consultant. You will help him whatever way you can. But it's his responsibility, not yours.
Yeah, because when we got him a tutor, the tutor goes, he doesn't need help. He's so smart that he's teaching me. Literally, he's so smart.
Yeah, no, I know. We're going to make this his.
He's just
honey,
a
look,
stubborn
this
kid.
But this is his way of getting attention. And
yeah.
So what you're going to do is you're not going to be mad at him. You're going to tell him he's a hero because that's going to surprise the daylights out of him. And you're going to say, you drop a plan, I'll go along with it. And, show me that you're serious about this.
He flat out refuses to do things, even though he knows how to do it. He knows.
Maria, that's not your problem. That's between him and the school. Let it go.
Okay.
All right.
And
does he have plans for himself about what he wants to do once he's out of school?
Yeah, he wants to become a computer engineer.
Great. He probably is going to want a little bit of schooling about that. He may have to convince a college, or he may have to convince somebody to hire him. But that's his problem, not yours. Tell him that you're going to be his consultant. He draws up a plan, you'll go along with it.
Okay.
All right, call me back if you need me.
Thank you. I've been listening to you forever.
All right, don't give up hope, all right?
Okay.
Just understand, he is a hero. He's hung in there. He's been a royal pain in the neck. But, I mean, so he's a pain in the neck kind of kid. You know, and look, in a couple of years, you can toss him out and you know, redo his room and go take yoga. But for right now, what you need to do is be his consultant. You don't have to be the helicopter parent. You don't have to do it for him. And when he draws up that plan, he has to draw it up, and you have to both sign it.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
Good luck, sugar.
Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Mike, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. You've been a help to me in the past, so maybe you can help me again.
Sure.
Here's the thing. I've been knowing this woman for like 15 years, and I talked to her about a few months ago. She moved to South Florida, but then she didn't tell me what happened. She never gave me an address. She never said what happened. She like disappeared off the face of the earth. So I found out through a friend she gave the address of where she's living, but not the phone number. So I did some research, and I got her phone number. And now I don't know what to do. Should I call her on the phone?
No, I'll tell you what I do.
Should I write her a letter?
No. I'd write her and I'd send her a postcard saying, hey, listen, you've dropped off the edge of the earth. Would love to get in touch. Here's my number. And either she will or she won't. But no, I wouldn't do the phone call.
Why do people, you're a psychologist for years.
I am.
Why do people do such crazy things? Like, let me finish my question quickly. I've known her for 15 years. Why would someone And I've been a good person. I'm a good person. I feel like I'm a good caregiver. I took care of my parents when before they passed away. I have a sister's handicapped. I take care of her. I'm a good person, and I'm a caring person. Why would somebody, and I was a good friend to her. I loaned her money. She finally paid me back over the years. But the thing is, I'm a good person. Why would someone treat somebody poorly like that?
Well, you know, Mike, let me answer your question. Because, you know, you're viewing it from your point of view is that what she's done is hurtful. From her point of view, it may just be that she wants a different kind of relationship that you than you want. It may be that that she's shallow and once, you know, that debt was done. I mean, people change. People want different things. I don't know that I take it quite as personally.
Why not tell me? Why not? Why doesn't someone tell them? Like, if I did something wrong, she didn't like me.
Mike, stop. But Mike, it's hard to get your attention once you get going. Because maybe you don't listen. Maybe she has told you. Maybe she doesn't want to hurt your feelings. Maybe she views you as a nice guy. It may be that she's in a relationship with somebody else and he would not approve of the relationship that the two of you have. I mean, look, we could speculate, but I think
still
you're
a cruel thing. I still don't understand why she didn't tell me, like,
Mike,
call me or
Mike,
write me.
Mike, we've gone over this. We can't determine her motives, but I think if you just assume that there's a piece of the puzzle you don't know, that there's that she has a reason for this, and you can say on the postcard, I'm perfectly willing to back off and let you alone. I would view it as a personal favor if you would tell me why. But I would not do it in a phone call.
I'll write her a postcard, not a letter. Just a postcard and say.
And just say, you know, it would be, and try not to dump a guilt trip on her. Just say, listen, I would take it as a personal favor if you'd be willing to share with me why you clearly don't want to have a relationship with me at this point. And then let it go. And either she'll get back in touch with you or she won't. But then you said your piece of, I would really like to know, even if it... if it seems hurtful to you, because sometimes people, you know, people well enough to know that sometimes they don't say the truth because they figure it will hurt your feelings or they're afraid how you'll respond. But I would send her a postcard. I wouldn't do any more than that, and I would not use the phone number at all, because she'll view it as stalking. But just you have a legitimate point. Which is,
I just wanted to know the answer. Why,
Mike? So Mike, I can't say this another time because everybody's going to be bored and you're not listening. Send her a postcard saying, I would really appreciate it if you'd be willing to share with me why you're feeling like you need some distance.
That's very good. You're excellent. You have excellent advice, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Margaret, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Margaret. I don't know what's... Margaret, are you there?
Yes, I am.
There you are. Good.
Okay.
I was having a hard time reeling you in. How are you, kiddo?
Oh, I see. I'm just fine. How about you?
I'm fine. Tell me, we're going to start your question or your comment, and then you get the whole last segment of the program, so no worries. What's on
right.
your mind?
I am an example of the girl, Kim, that called in a few calls ago.
Okay.
My life partner died suddenly and abruptly in 2010. She worked 44 years. I'm 66. She died when she was 63. And I was denied everything. And so all her worries and concerns is exactly what I've gone through. And so because of it all, she made the most money. And I'm only entitled to my own social
security. Margaret, let me stop you for just a second. Let me put you on hold. Catch your breath. I'll bring you right back in just a couple minutes, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're hearing the kind of the other side of people who are together, who love each other, who don't have the protection of the law because they are not legally married, of Margaret, who was with her life partner, would you say, for 40 years?
We were together for 27 years.
Sorry.
She worked for 42 years.
Got it. Okay.
And I was not entitled to anything.
So you're very much in favor. Have you contacted your state rep or anybody to sort of say, look, this is what happened to me. This is why we need to have appropriate laws to protect people. If somebody feels, look, because if we have same-sex marriage, doesn't mean you have to marry somebody the same sex. You can marry anybody you want.
Right.
And religion is going to have their own battles. And they're realistically, there are going to be some religions that are going to be more accepting than others, or some sects of some religions. Sects, spelled S-E-C-T-S, although S-E-X is probably not a terrible idea either. But the point is, exactly as you say, Margaret, and exactly as Kim says, you need to feel safe. You need to feel that you're a citizen here, and that the things that you hold dear are safeguarded in the same way for everybody.
Right, exactly. I have to say that I am, and she was, and I still am, part of my religion. I'm very strong. It was so much so that she had an officiating religious ceremony upon her death, because we did so much. We did so much in the community through our church, and were recognized. I don't know how many people knew we were gay at that time, but we were always there when they called on us. And our work also was one that both of us, you know, customer service, everything. And we held the utmost ethics. And here I am in a financial black hole, feeling like I'm 16 years old again. I'm 66 years old. I lost my job in December after 18 years. And my Social Security is very low. So, unfortunately, I'm independent and healthy, and I'm looking for work. But try to find a job when you're 66, other than a minimum wage job. So I have entered a black financial hole. There's no doubt about it. And here I am later in my years.
I hear. Yeah. Listen, go get a new haircut. And go take a minimum wage job and work your way up. All right.
Right.
Go don't allow your decide that this is going to be the latest adventure in your life.
I fill out applications left and right.
All right.
So I don't give up, you know, at all.
I hear. Go get a new hairdo. All right. It helps enormously, right? It's a girl's response to everything. At least I didn't say manicure, pedicure. Margaret, hang in there, kiddo. Thank you for sharing as well. I really appreciate it. We're not talking statistics, folks. We're talking human beings, human stories. Robert, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, how's it going? You know, I was going to call you because I was having such problems with my boss, and I decided that I had a change of heart, and here's what happened. Just two quick stories. They brought this car in, and I'm like, I really don't want to paint this thing. This thing is just a nightmare. But then I started thinking, you know what? This thing pays an awful lot of money. So I painted it, I got it done, and I just showcased my talent to all the guys. They're like, wow, we couldn't believe you actually did that. And I'm like, I couldn't believe I did it either. And then, you know, some lady hit me in her car, and I was so upset. But I got a tiny little dent, and their insurance company paid me $1,000 for it. I'm like, you know, this is really a blessing in disguise. And so I decided all these little things that are happening to me, I'm not going to get all whacked out of my mind about it. I'm just going to, you know, look at the bright side on it. And I was just wondering, you know, how did I get to this point in my life? Where did this change of heart come from? And any comments on
that? Well, it's a great way of viewing things. It sounds to me that there are several possibilities, although you're going to know the answer better than I am. One is, I think, just aging, is that as we get a little older, we understand that catastrophe is a very relative term, and things that seem catastrophic at the time, after a good night's sleep or, you know, a warm shower or a hug from a friend, may not be wonderful, but they may not be quite as overwhelming. And the advantage about aging is we have some experience. So we understand that we may not have been through exactly the same situation, but we've been through crappy times before. And you know what? We survived them, number one. Number two, that we decide, you know, when in doubt, try. What do you have to lose? And also resilience, that, as I said, that after September 11th, the American Psych Association did the largest study ever done about resilience, and the fact that sometimes, and you can hear that Robert's resilient, you can hear that Margaret's resilient. Neither of them are having a great time, but both of them have gotten to the point of saying, you know, that freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose, right? And I think that there is the advantage of getting a little older to understand that, first of all, none of us are getting out of here alive, and you do the best you can with what you've got. And somehow, exactly as Robert says, of looking on the good side, viewing as an adventure, being curious, not looking back a whole lot except to understand that you've been through nasty situations before and you'll go through nasty situations again, and you just keep hanging in there. You do the best you got with what you the best you can with what you got. So 855-993-7569. So I mean, listen, I think before we run out of time today, I just want to take a moment and this program really isn't about politics. This is programs about people. But it occurs to me, having listened to Kim and to Margaret and even to Robert, that what we need to do as citizens of a democracy is make sure that the greatest number of people who are living ethical, moral lives feel safe in this country. And regardless of their gender, regardless of their love object, regardless of their skin color, regardless of their religion, because that's the way to build a strong democracy, a strong population, a strong community, is moral, good people who have something to offer feeling safe here. And I think that is our mission statement. 855-993-7569. If you didn't, Tim, I know you didn't get on the air today, but there's always tomorrow, right? 855-993-7569. Trevor, do you have anything you want to add?
You know, that's just an excellent point. It's all about the people.
Yep. Amen. All right, folks. Thank you for... thank you as always for your candor and your willingness to share the best parts of yourself and the parts of yourself that you're not feeling all that cheerful about. And we'll do it again tomorrow, right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.